This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 481 for Wednesday, July 17th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are higher on Wednesday morning, but fading a little from double-digit increases earlier. The November canola contract adds $7.30 at $628.50 per ton, and the January contract gained $7.80 at $636.10 per ton. Support for canola is coming from advances in the Chicago soy complex, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed. Upticks in crude oil are spilling over into the oilseeds. Although the November canola contract is still below most of its major moving averages, it has exceeded its 20-day average. Canola crush margins ease back, with the November positions between $131 and $137 per ton above the futures. Temperatures across the prairies are forecast to rise towards 30 degrees Celsius by Thursday. While the region is expected to remain dry, there will be scattered thunderstorms. Manitoba Agriculture says the province's crops are making good progress thanks to warmer weather. Manitoba's canola ranges from the rosette stage to early podding. The Canadian dollar is slightly higher on Wednesday morning despite a sharp pullback in the United States dollar. The loonie bumps up to 73.15 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 73.07. Heavy rains came to the United States Corn Belt on Tuesday, bringing flash floods to parts of Arkansas and Missouri. More rain is in the forecast with the Western Corn Belt to get large amounts. Come next week, the Corn Belt is to turn drier. A weaker U.S. dollar is fueling the increases in soybeans, corn, and wheat. Brazil Crusher Association Abiov says the country's soybean crop is to come in at 153.2 million tons. That's well above CONAB's estimate of 147.3 million. Rotting off prices, that's the Chicago Board of Trade. Soybean futures are steady to higher on Wednesday morning. The November contract nudges up a quarter cent at 10.43 and a half per bushel. August soy oil tacks on less than 0.2 cents at 46.87 cents per pound. August soy meal is up $1.10 at $336.50 per short ton. Also in Chicago, September corn inches up a penny at $3.97 per bushel. September oats jump 15 cents at $3.27. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger as Chicago September gains 10 cents at $5.40 and a half. Kansas City September is also up a dime at $5.60. And Minneapolis September advances 14 cents at $5.89 and a half. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, July 17th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.